Pushed to its ultimate conclusion, this would give rise to as many churches as there are individuals, that is, there would not be any church at all. As this is too opposed to man's social nature, small groups tend to coalesce. The second current tends to the creation of what may be termed broad or multitudinous churches. The exigencies of national churches are attenuated until they are no longer a burden to anybody. The Church of England is an example of this. As decay in belief in the divinity of Jesus continues to increase, the tendency will be to model church organization according to the political theories in favor at the moment. The democratic form of society will be extolled, and a reunion of Christendom, for example, will be aimed at along the lines followed by the League of Nations. An increasing number of poor, bewildered units will, of course, cease to bother about any ecclesiastical organization at all. One consequence of the doctrine of private judgment must here be stressed, as it is of special importance for the explanation of the spread of Masonry. This theory attuned men's minds to the deification of man, which is the doctrine underlying Masonic symbolism. The Protestant writer Hermann states the point to which it is here desired to draw attention in a few pithy words, quote, "It matters little that we are in agreement with Catholics about certain points of Christian doctrine. What is distasteful to us in the Catholic Church is not what Catholics believe, but above all, the way in which they believe. The great difference between Rome and ourselves is that we cannot brook a faith which is not an autonomous conviction." End of quote. The autonomous man who decides on his own authority what he will accept of the gospel God himself came to deliver to us is already well on the way to self-deification. Political consequences of Protestant revolt. The first result was an enormous increase in the power of the temporal rulers, in fact a rebirth of the pagan regime of Imperial Rome. The spiritual kingship of Christ, participated in by the Pope and the bishops of the Catholic Church, being no longer acknowledged, authority over spiritual affairs passed to the temporal rulers. They were thus, in Protestant countries, supposed to share not only in the temporal kingship of Christ the King, but also in his spiritual kingship. As there was no infallible guardian of order above the temporal rulers, the way was paved for the abuses of state absolutism. The Protestant oligarchy, who ruled England with undisputed sway from Charles II's time on, and who treated Ireland to the penal laws, may be cited along with that cynical scoundrel Frederick of Prussia as typical examples of such rulers. Catholic monarchs like Louis XIV of France and Joseph II of Austria, by their absolutist tendencies and pretensions to govern the Catholic Church, show the influence of the neighboring Protestant countries. Gallicanism and Josephism are merely a revival of Roman paganism. A few words about the erroneous doctrine of the divine right of kings, so strongly held by the two Protestant Stuart kings of England, James I and Charles I, and which the legislators had taught long before the 17th century, may not be here out of place. This idea is, as has been said, an error and not Catholic doctrine. Political power as an imperfect and created participation in the temporal ruler of the infinite power by which God directs all things towards their supreme destinies is in this sense divine. This is the meaning of St. Paul's teaching. Let every soul be subject to higher powers, for there is no power but from God, and those that are ordained of God. Therefore, he that resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist purchase to themselves damnation. Of course, the mode of accession to power may be legitimate or the reverse. In the former case, it is in accordance with the divine law. In the latter, opposed to it. Again, the use of power may be in conformity with the divine law or opposed to it. Political power, then, comes from God. But it is false that any particular form of power is necessary and willed of God to the exclusion of the others. This error, which has been held by the French Sillon in recent times on behalf of democracy, as by the Stuart kings above alluded to on behalf of monarchy, aims at confiscating the prerogatives conferred by God on political power in general to the profit of one form of government in particular. At the bottom of it is the tendency to put political power, the particular form of which has been abandoned to men, on the same level as the religious power of the Catholic Church, of which the monarchical form has been determined by our Lord Jesus Christ. The first political consequence of the Protestant rebellion against order was, accordingly, the extreme error of state absolutism. The principle of private judgment prepared the way for the opposite extreme error of holy rebellion and the right of the people to overthrow authority whenever it displeases them. The doctrine that all men are equal in the mystical body and are their own priests sowed the seeds of that spirit, which was given a body in the naturalistic Masonic society when the advance of time had brought about the decay of belief in the supernatural life.